Just on the memes here, I want to have a chat with Greg Carpenter from Racing Victoria. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, Andrew.
Gee, mate, I was starting to put a list together of horses that are lining up in this race, and I come up with 10 in 10 seconds. This is going to be one hell of a race on Saturday week at Caulfield.
It is. It's going to be a great way to launch the Melbourne Spring Carnival, million-dollar Memsie. In Melbourne that weekend, it's free of AFL football, so we looked upon the Memsie as a great opportunity to launch the spring going forward to the big days later in September and early October, and you're right. The response to the race has been overwhelming. Entries close next Monday, of course, and horses can take different paths. We just heard you say Pat Webster's going to stay at home and play in the tramway with Happy Clapper. But we're anticipating that we will have a full field of 16, and it's going to be a high-class renewal of the Menzies.
I came up, these were the ones, I should have sat down even more last night and had a bit more to think about it, but I wrote La Romaine, Blackheart Bart, Hey Doc, Vega Magic, Yankee Rose, I Am a Star, Ability, Jon Snow, and Single Gaze very quickly. And obviously, you know, I think 16 will run, Greg, is that right?
You're right. The rail will be out 6 metres, but even if it was in the true position, the field limit would be 16. 6 metres is now the accepted rail position for Caulfield Cup Day. It's probably the position that they feel the track is in its best position. You're right, Murray Baker is going to run Jon Snow, the Sydney Derby winner, and of course won the Tullock going in. His two high-class mares that are coming across in Bonvale and also Lizzie Lamore will run the following week in the Dato Tan Chin Nam. You mentioned some of Darren Weir's runners. He'll probably have three or four in the race. The Hayes Dabbening team have also indicated that they're going to have probably five or six entries, and some of those horses will be a little bit peripheral, horses that ran behind Hey Doc in the Ori Star horses like Canny Essen and Gran Rosso. But there's no doubt there's going to be more than the 16 entered, but really looking forward to some of those horses. And David's other horse, of course, is C. Burge, who was Group 1 placed a couple of times last spring.
Greg, as a handicapper and putting all this together, I know you're doing the Melbourne Cup weights after nominations close and all that. I think they close next Wednesday. How do you work Jon Snow? Is he an interesting one from New Zealand, given that his performances in the autumn were on rain-affected tracks?
Well, I'd just better clarify that. The entries for the Caulfield and Melbourne Cups both close next Tuesday at
Tuesday
noon.
Okay. Right.
Andrew, I'd hate people to be 24 hours behind. So really looking forward to the close of entries for the two cups. You're right. Jon Snow ran third in the New Zealand Derby to Ginger Nut. So there's a group of really interesting four-year-olds. One is Jon Snow, which we've mentioned, third in the New Zealand Derby, then came across and won the Tullock very easily. And then when Ginger Nuts was the overwhelming favourite, on rain affected going, Jon Snow was able to win that race. So he's a high-class horse. I don't think he was necessarily flattered by the heavy tracks that we saw through the Sydney Autumn. He is a very good horse. Ginger Nuts, New Zealand Derby winner and Rosehill Guineas winner, he's going to be a key horse in the race. And as I referred to just a moment ago, the filly who now has the outstanding credentials, of course, is Bonvale from Murray and Andrew Forsman Stable, who won both the New Zealand Oaks and the ATC Oaks. So I think this year, with the international horses, it's a very even group of stayers in Europe this year. I think there's a huge opportunity for those four-year-olds who were very good in the classics earlier this year and all of the New Zealand trained at the moment to be really prominent, in particular the Caulfield Cup and then going on to the Melbourne Cup.
We're going to talk to Hugo Palmer in a moment. He's got Wall of Fire, who was very unlucky in the Freer last week. So Hugo coming up on the show. But just going
ran
back,
really well in second position, didn't Andrew? A little bit more luck. It may have won the race, but he's a very interesting horse. I need a bit of your intelligence. Gay Waterhouse with Ecuador that ran so well behind Weeks. Will it go to the Memsie? Because third in both the security and the awe behind Blackheart Bart.
Yeah, no, I will find that out. I'll let you know. I don't know off the cuff, but I will find out and let you know. But, gee, it's a classy group, isn't it? Yankee Rose had a jump out yesterday at Cranbourne, looked to go pretty good. Vega Magic is running there and then having the break into our Everest. Forest, and we know Haydock's come back, and Le Romain goes down on the weekend to run. It's just good race all everywhere you look, even at this stage.
It is, and again, that group of three-year-olds turning four, I should have mentioned Yankee Rose, because I do feel that she is a little bit overlooked, seeing she didn't appear in the autumn. I mean, for her as a two-year-old to win the sires against the Colts, come back and win the Spring Champion Stakes again against the Colts, and that's been done rarely, and then to run so well in the Cox Plate behind Winks and Hartnell, but in front of some outstanding Group 1 horses, and then failed in the Oaks. I mean, David Van Dyke has brought the mare down to Melbourne very early.
Yep.
She's targeting the Memsie on the way through, and I think she's in for a really good spring. And for what she has already achieved, we know how good Yankee Rose is.
Yeah, for sure. And Single Gaze had a jump out yesterday at Caulfield, so they're getting there early. I should have mentioned also, as I did there with Blake Shin, now booked to ride Tosin Stardom. It's obviously one of the Darren Weir runners in the race as well. It's going to be a big build-up. It's Saturday week, the $1 million Memsie, a lot of Sydney interest in the race. We'll have it all covered next week in the build-up to Caulfield. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks, Andrew. And I should just quickly say the highlight of Mooney Valley on Saturday, one of them is the return of the Melbourne Cup winner in Al Mandan. He's running in a quality handicap with 61. It's a different preparation for horses not going to a 1,400-metre race first up like the Memsie. He's going to run in a 2,040-metre race at Mooney Valley. So make sure everyone's watching Al Mandan on Saturday at the Valley.
Yeah, first run since Cup Glory last year for Lloyd Williams. Good on you. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Thanks, Andrew.
Greg Carpenter from Racing Victoria. What a race it's going to be.